Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Come on!
Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. Welcome to Money Savage, Savage Approach to Personal Finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome today's guest, a strong and powerful John Stoy. John, are you ready to do this?
Oh yeah, I am. I've been ready.
Nice. Let's do this. John is the founder of Verbatim Financial. He's a former floor trader on Wall Street, as well as a former sushi kitchen manager. He has returned to finance with a new pricing model, helping people simplify their financial lives. I'm excited to have you on. John, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
All right. Well, I mean, I live here in Atlanta, Georgia, with my wife and our second grader. That keeps me busy. She's a physician, so she gets into the hospital all crazy hours, which leaves me to take the boy back and forth to school and work with my clients in between. So it's a busy life, but it's one I enjoy.
Nice. Appreciate that. So you spent this time on Wall Street and you're like inside the belly of the beast, and there's probably some good things that were happening. There were probably some bad things that were happening, but whatever it was, it forced you to say, you know what, I'm going to walk away from this for a little while.
Yeah. So I guess I was forced by two things. The government intervention in the markets that shut down my last financial company prior to me entering the sushi business. And then the other thing was just frankly my stubbornness. I got so tired of what I thought was someone else affecting my business, that I said, I'm done with it. I'm done with regulators. I'm done with bankers. I'm done with all of these things that could literally pull the plug on projects that I had put, you know, years into. Little did I know that getting into the food business, I was just simply entering another arena of regulation and stuff like that. But that's okay. It was a lot of fun.
New experiences. Like, what? Mm-hmm. There's no way that this business could be as cumbersome as my past business. Oh no, it totally could be. So.
Oh yeah, well, and the funny thing was is that what I did actually glean from working in the food business, and I did open a sushi production company, is what it turned out to be, not a restaurant, but a production company. We made fresh sushi and delivered it to folks. But one of the things I realized was that regulations really are there mostly for a reason. Do they get misused, and do they get a little cumbersome, as you say, at times? For sure. But once I realized that if we did the things the wrong way, we could actually kill people and certainly sicken them, I decided, okay, there's a reason for this. And then I started looking at other places, other restaurants, and when I saw food production facilities, because I toured plenty of them, I would start picking up on things that I never did before. And I think, you know, I bring that along with my previous financial background into what I'm doing now. It's a very questioning attitude towards, you know, why is this happening? Is there a reason for it? You know, how do we protect our clients, I guess, and my clients? So that's something that always is in the back of my head.
Yeah, that's an excellent perspective builder right there, right? You're able mm-hmm. to take a step away, take a step back, and then opportunity to go to a whole new industry, and then to see how you're doing things, and then get the opportunity to see how other people are doing things, and then to step back again and use that new sort of lens through the world to look at, okay, I'm going to do this again. Now, what's going to be different?
Yeah, and that's really a great way to think about, you know, what led me back to finance and what led me back into the sort of corner of finance that I'm in now. I mean, there's plenty of advisors out there, planners and such, but you know, I think there aren't as many who have been on both sides of the business like I have, and you know, there are even fewer that have just chosen to. We're not alone. I'm not alone, but there are fewer that have chosen to sort of throw out the traditional pricing structure that investment managers and financial advisors use, which is that assets under management model. And I couldn't get comfortable with it. I couldn't get comfortable with it getting back into the business. And so I just had to do something different. And I'm so glad that there are people who are flat fee or even hourly advisors out there, so that, you know, you can give clients an opportunity to work with someone that you know that what they're doing, or you should know that what they're doing certainly is in their best interests, not them looking to figure out how they can line their pockets a little more with your retirement money.
Yeah, what is it about the assets under management model that you dislike?
Well, it's there's a couple different ways to think about it, but one is that very few clients ever know exactly how much they're paying. And if you don't know how much you're paying, chances are you're going to end up paying too much for something. That's just the nature of the beast in any kind of business. The other side of it is that I know how much work it takes to work with clients, and specifically on the money management side, how much work it takes to manage portfolios. You know, in my previous financial life, I managed portfolios of upwards of billions of dollars. I think I almost touched $4 billion when I was at the sort of the peak of my management in that arena. I know that it doesn't take any more effort to manage, you know, a small separate account of $500,000, which we did sometimes at ING, where I was at, and or one of the billion-dollar accounts. The same analysis software gets used, the same thought process goes into it. So why should a client, especially a personal client, pay you double simply because their portfolio is twice the size of another person's? I want everybody to get the same level of high level, you know, of service, and you know, advisors and planners need to be paid for that. I don't have a problem with that by any stretch. You know, everybody needs to get paid for valuable work, but it doesn't need to go up simply because your clients saved money, inherited money, you name it, or the market just went up.
Right. Yeah, it certainly makes sense. And it, just using maybe one example of, you're working with a family and they have $1 million of investable assets, so assets under management, and you're charging 1%. So that would be what, $10,000 a year. And the stock market just happens to go up from 2020 to 2021 by, you know, let's just say it goes up 100%. You're doing the same amount of work. Should you now be making $20,000 versus the $10,000 you made last year? And that, the answer to that question is probably not.
Yeah, and that's I would take take the probably out of that mm-hmm. that answer. You know, there are complex issues that clients come up with every once in a while. It takes a little bit of extra work. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to charge them extra for it. And like I said, it's just the idea that working with someone, they know what they're paying for. If they're comfortable with the fee, then hey, go for it. But if you don't know, again, what you're paying, that's a big problem. And frankly, you know, it turned me off from getting back into the business for a while, because I was a stay-at-home dad for about 4 or 5 years after I sold the sushi company. And my friends kept basically, you know, encouraging me, you should you should do wealth management because you can make tons of money doing this. Mm. All you need to do is get, you know, a couple $10 million accounts and you're making really great money. And granted, everybody's competing for those $10 million accounts, but that's, you know, the point is that I kept thinking about it and I kept saying, well, you know, yeah, on the one hand, it sounds great for me, but if it sounds so great for me, is it that great for the client? And the more I looked into it, it wasn't. And I'm in a way embarrassed to say that for a long time, I didn't even know that there were flat fee advisors out there. I thought literally everybody operated the same way. And so once I got into the community, the personal finance community, a few years ago and started digging into that, that's really what opened my eyes to it. And it's, you know, the FIRE movement, the Bogleheads, all these guys just do such great work educating people. And I love to be part of it. And to the extent that I can educate, you know, more people than my clients, but if I can educate my clients for sure, that's, you know, it makes me, it gets me jazzed to get up every morning and turn the computer on and get to work.
Yeah. Amen. I remember reading, about, that Daniel Kahneman quote from however many years ago it was. He looked at the personal finance industry, or maybe the entire financial industry. He said, "Wow, this is an entire industry built on an illusion of skill." And I thought, what an incredibly damning statement that is. And, you know, people making, and these companies just making what seems like limitless amounts of money, by, I assume, just probably charging a little too much or way too much.
Yeah, and that illusion of skill, it's an amazing thing. And the way that you track even your performance on that side of the business, if you were calling yourself a money manager of some nature, you know, people like to look backwards, and they can create all sorts of backwards looking models to sort of quote unquote prove that they outperformed the market in this way or that.
See, look.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know anybody who could go back in time and put their money somewhere 5 years ago and then get what's going to come out today. What we do has to do with the future. And there's only one thing that I know about the future is that it's unknowable. You know, obviously we can think about it. We can think about what's happened in the past. That should inform our decision-making process. But if we ever pretend that we know what's going to happen because we're smarter than the next guy, you know, you're setting yourself up for failure there. That's for sure.
Yeah. So, well, we're the financial world is immense, and you can probably parse out or separate out. This is investment management. This is I'm putting a financial plan together. So they certainly are separate, but then obviously they're all interconnected. Really all of it, the insurance planning, the estate planning, you name it. So when you're approaching your client interactions, when you're approaching educating people, is it from that holistic standpoint where you want to sit down and help people understand how it all fits together?
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. Now, there are some people that come to me who want only investment management. And, you know, in that case, if I get to know them and that's what they want, you know, I know people who only do that, and that's fine. So I'll actually end up recommending that they talk to somebody like that because of, you know, for me, a client has to be open to the idea of working with an advisor. Because otherwise, it's just nobody's going to be happy. They're not going to be happy with the outcome because they're probably looking for an outcome that is not achievable, like maybe outperforming the market, like we were talking about, or they're simply maybe not open to, you know, making adjustments in their lives that could be beneficial. I mean, if somebody comes and just loves to spend on their credit cards to the max and never pay it off, and we put a plan together for retirement, and they're not willing to maybe cut back, you know, a little, then that's not going to be an ideal relationship. But if I do my job, it's really about a relationship, and it's about getting to know the client and finding out what's really important to them, and then how did they get there? How can I help them to achieve their goals. It's not a goal of mine that I'm trying to achieve. It's their goal. It's their goals.
I think it's such an exciting time to be working in this industry and to be talking about the industry for a million reasons, but really because of the new financial technology that is just proliferating, and it's making investment management, which used to be off limits to regular people, it's bringing it to them at a really, really inexpensive price. And you know what, if I looked into the future, to your point, I don't know what's going to happen, but I bet it's going to be free for just through a lot of different resources. And so I think what you've been describing is just helping people bring everything together is of immense value. How people pay for it, I think that I probably know the answer to the question. If people want their investments to pay for it, you don't have a problem with that. Or if they just want to write you a check. So it's not necessarily assets under management that you're offended by. It's just, and I'm not saying you're offended by it, it's just that people don't understand.
Yeah, there's definitely there are plenty of advisors and that operate under the assets under management model that do great work for their clients. I certainly am not imputing their work just because of the way the model they choose to use. And in fact, it's been such a standard model that if you started 10 plus years ago, your firm, that's what you would have done. You never would have thought about doing anything differently. So that's great. And I think that there's a lot of value to be gained by people working with an advisor to again, point them, you know, in the right direction, to keep them on track. Lots of times, you know, we know that if we just drift around, we're never really going to get anywhere. We're certainly not going to get to where we might want to go. So I like to think of myself as sort of a navigator on that road with my clients. But for sure, the way I like to think of it is that if you've the only guaranteed way to save money is not to spend it. The cheaper that we can make your investments, like you were saying earlier, that lots of stuff is getting free. We've got, you know, the fees on index funds are incredibly low. You've got, you know, theoretical no fee funds out there where you can access the market easily. There's so many opportunities, like you say, just to start investing and gaining exposure to the markets. If you've got that long-term view, that's, I think, a huge bonus for folks nowadays, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, amen. Well, John, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Really, it goes back to what I said. Think about how you're getting charged for whatever it is, whether it's investments or any sort of service, and try to keep as much money in your pocket as possible, because that's how you are going to get to your financial end game as quick as you can.
I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
John, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? How can people engage with you?
People could reach me at verbatimfinancial.com. Easiest way to start, for sure.
Excellent. And for all you spelling folks out there, it's V-E-R-B-A-T-I-M.
Yes.
Excellent. Verbatimfinancial.com. Love it. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show John your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to verbatimfinancial.com. Check out all the great resources John has on the site. Thank you again, John.
Thanks, George. I appreciate it.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.